back here at Buddy Wendell Field at the Little Bighorn, folks, final. R. Murchie 27, Chattooga 20. Hard-fought football game. Heartbreaker for Chattooga at the end. You know, the Indians started off hot early, scoring on the opening possession of the game, jumping out to a 13-0 lead there early in the second quarter. R. Murchie fought back in the second quarter and had a heck of a ball game there, tied up at the halftime. R. Murchie comes out in the third quarter, goes down the field, takes a 27-20 lead, get down and have a field goal attempt there in the fourth quarter. Can't make it, and Chattooga gets the ball back and drives down and just comes up a couple yards short. Chattooga dropped to 1-5 on the season. R. Murchie will go to 4-2 and 2-0 in the region. Next week, the Indians will be traveling to Darlington to take on the Tigers. And just a heartbreaker tonight, folks. We appreciate you being with us. Final score again, R. Murchie 27, Chattooga 20.
Ben Gross and Jeremy Burke here for WZQZ Local News. What a day in Chattooga County. A tragic day for the Trine football program. We'll talk about that in just a second. But on the field, Trine gets the win 28-21 over Dade County. Burke, in a game that went down to the final play.
Yeah, you know, we talked about it leading up to this game, Ben. Anytime you come across the mountain, you know you better bring your A game. And Dade County laid it all on the line. It was a barn burner from kickoff to the end.
Yeah, it was a game that was never more than one possession. The largest lead for any team was 7. Toby Maddox had 2 touchdown runs on the night, a 1-yarder and a 7-yarder. Garrett Mahan had a 26-yard touchdown reception from quarterback Cade Smith. He also had a huge interception. Also, Logan Stokes, maybe the offensive play of the game, Burke, with that it was a 3rd and 17, and Stokes went in. That made it 21-14, and then Maddox was the capper there at the with 8:15 left to go in the fourth quarter. That ended up being the deciding score, 28-21, and the Dogs move to 1-0 in region play, 5-0 on the season. They came into the night ranked 4th in the state, and Burke, they go home next week to play Coosa for homecoming. But Burke, the real story of the day today was for this Trine program. A young man on the team lost his mother. Lori McWhorter passed away tragically in a car accident. The McWhorter family, the Crisp family, big Trine fans. There was a tragic accident, and Burke, our hearts just are broken for Will, for Anthony, for Nolan, for Delane, for everybody involved in this. And Burke, the community came together tonight before the game. The Dade County announcer, both the teams came out midfield for the prayer. A nice gesture there from Dade County on a tragic day for us.
Yeah, like I said, they called the time, moment of silence with a prayer there at midfield. And then also, Ben, when they raised the flag at the national anthem, they returned it to half mast out of respect. So big ups to Dade County today for that gesture.
Well, to the Crisp family, the McWhorter family, we love you guys, and the whole community is praying for you. We are so,
absolutely,
so, so sorry. Bulldogs win 28-21, and a very emotional night on the field, off the field, everything. It was, if you're just a spectator watching a game, Burke, I don't see how it'd get much better than what you saw tonight.
Yeah, a little banter back and forth with some of the fans, but like you say, it was a good contested game all night. We talked about trying not having a whole lot of gut checks, especially on the road. This was a big one.
They got it.
And that's how when you find a way to win, that's exactly what they did.
Well, Burke, a tip of the hat to Dade County and Coach Poston here. They've got a heck of a football team. They scared the heck out of Darlington when they came over here a week ago. And, buddy, the bus ride home is everybody's worn
sigh
out.
Sigh of relief and a bunch of bumps and bruises.
Yeah. It's been an emotional day. Emotional day for the Trine football program. Dogs get the win, 28-21. It goes down to the final play. Dade County had it at about the 35-yard line with 3 seconds left. We knocked it down in the end zone, incomplete, and Dogs go home with a victory, 28-21. For Jim Warnick on the camera and Jeremy Burke, this is Ben Gross for WZQZ Local News.